brought to you on UK Health Radio, The Natural Beauty Show, an in-depth look at the beauty issues that affect you. Most of you will be hoping to spend some time in the sun with friends and family this summer, and with unprecedented heat and hours of sunshine hitting the UK and Europe this year, it's important that we are all well prepared in order to stay safe and feel our best. Today, I'm looking at two angles. Firstly, self-tanning, a trend that has retained popularity for many years now, not only because it allows for a summer glow all year round, but also because of the reduced need to rely upon potentially damaging sun exposure to achieve the look. And secondly, how to effectively protect your skin whilst in the sun. Most of us are aware of the issues such as skin cancer and the increased risk of developing this with sun exposure. But there are other issues to be aware of, such as skin pigmentation changes and changes to the volume and appearance of the skin. So let's start by talking to one of the UK's leading self-tanning brands, St Moritz. The brand was developed by salon professionals to help you to create an instant, streak-free, natural bronzed effect with the professional salon finish. So I'm really delighted to welcome the commercial director of St Moritz to the show, Fiona Lazenby. Great to have you on. So this show, we're talking all about summer sun, how to get that perfect glowing tan and how to stay safe as well. And of course, self-tanning is something that's been really popular for quite a long time now. And for all the right reasons, because it's a much safer way of getting that glowing skin. So welcome to the show, Fiona. And let's start by talking a bit about your background, how long you've been with the company and what your role is.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me, Natalie. I've been with St Moritz for 6 years, almost to the day, actually. And I've got a background of working in personal care category with products within skincare, hair care, baby toiletries, and also vitamins. So I've had a long career in health and beauty, but St Moritz I've been with for 6 years now.
And tell me a bit more about the brand and its ethos and its kind of mission within the marketplace.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's quite renowned, is St Moritz, for being great quality self-tanning range at a really good affordable price. Mm. It's probably one of the oldest brands in the self-tanning market, actually. It's 15 years old now.
I didn't realize.
So one of the longest, long-standing brands. And its mission is absolutely to give great quality product at an affordable price. It has a huge range of products for all different skin tones. Our real belief is to make sure we have a tan for every skin tone, for every price point suitable for the consumer.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're quite right. You've got a huge range of products, which is just excellent because, you know, even though we all like to get our tans on our holidays, nobody likes to turn up looking a bit, as my dad would say, a peaky wally. And you know, we all want to look like we've got a little bit of a base tan there before we get our bodies out, don't we? So I know you've got a few hero products that are really popular. Could you tell me a bit more about what they are?
Yeah, sure. You're absolutely right. I mean, tanning has really evolved over the years and it's an all year round product. Many, many years ago, it used to be the product you would use only through summertime. But now everyone feels great with a tan. They want that summer glow all year round. It makes us all feel a little better when we've got a healthy glow. Our most popular product by far is our professional medium mousse. Mm-hmm. Over the years, the actual shades of tan have evolved and consumer tastes have changed. You know, a few years ago, we saw a huge switch to people wanting much more of a darker tan. Mm. So our medium and dark are our most popular, and the mousse format is the most popular because it's the easiest to apply.
Yeah.
It gives you much more of a streak-free finish. It's much easier to apply because each of the mousses have got guide colours in. So whether you're a novice tanner or a military tanner, as we call them, that tan every week without fail, the classic medium mousse or dark mousse is our most popular.
Yeah. And I know that, I mean, you kindly sent me through some products. I've had a little go with them myself. And actually, the mousse is brilliant because, I mean, my fear with self-tan, as I think is probably shared by most newbies to self-tanning, is that streaky effect. You know, and I find that some creams or lotions, I'm so concerned about the coverage. But the mousse spreads really well, doesn't it? It's lovely.
Absolutely, yes. And because it's got the guide colour in it, which is the brown colour we all see when we put our mousse onto the mitt, you instantly see the brown colour. Yes, there's lotions and creams that are white in colour, but the mousse with the brown colour allows you to see where you're applying the product. And providing you use a good mitt, and you're using a real circular motion, then you're generally likely to get a streak-free finish.
Yeah.
I mean, the tanning process itself means that when you put the product on, the actual active ingredient, which is DHA, mm-hmm. and the long name is dihydroxyacetone, but everybody knows it as
bit
DHA,
mouthful, yeah.
that reacts with your skin. Because it reacts with the top layer of your skin and creates this lovely brown melanoid in your skin over the 4 to 6 hours. But because you've got the brown guide colour on, you can see where that's being applied. Yeah. And then ordinarily, you wash the guide colour off, and within 4 to 6 hours, you've got a beautiful golden tan underneath.
Yeah, brilliant. So a bit more fail-safe, so we can start avoiding some of those horrible moments where you've realised you've missed a huge patch of somewhere, which is all
yeah,
just
absolutely.
Awful. We don't want to have that. And tell me about, if you're not someone that wants to use self-tanning all over your body, do you have products that are just for, say, the face, if you just want to get that summer glow?
Yeah, absolutely. And face products took a huge... Went huge in popularity over the last few years, clearly when COVID hit and we were all sat behind screens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody still wanted to have a nice colour face. So actually, our face mist or the serums that you can put direct onto face, mm-hmm. or we have tanning drops that you can add to your daily moisturiser, all benefit face, have really kind of natural low levels of the DHA in to give a nice, beautiful, glowing skin to the face. But the popularity of face... self-tans over the last few years have really increased.
Yeah.
And the benefit of specific face products are your skin on your face is quite thin, so you don't want to apply, you know, dark tans onto your face because it actually reacts with thinner skin much more. So you can have a varying effects on your body depending where you put in the tan. So buy a specific face product for your face and it actually gives you a natural glow. Nobody wants to look over tanned on the face.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. That's a bit embarrassing when you're out and about. But obviously in the summer, people don't really want to wear a lot of makeup, do they?
No.
And we're kind of in a strange position where you want to have that lovely glowy skin. People are more and more aware of sun damage and the effect that can have longer term on, you know, the effect of the skin. So actually using a self-tanning face product, it's a really good way of getting that. That's much more of a kind of natural, safer summer look, isn't it?
Absolutely. And the sophistication of self tan now, certainly within the Samaris range, is much more than it's ever been.
Yeah.
So our face products contain some really lovely ingredients such as Q10, hyaluronic acid, you know, real skincare ingredients now. So you can benefit not just from a beautiful tan, as you said, without putting lots of makeup on. You don't have to age your skin through the natural, you know, sun exposure. You can have beautiful skin care products with low levels of tan, and daily you can reapply that product and build the tan as and when you feel or to the level you want the colour.
Yeah, amazing. And thinking about if you are using self-tan and any of the Samaris products in order, you know, in preparation for a holiday, how soon should you put it on or how close should you apply it to going on holiday?
Well, we always recommend at least 24 hours before, but at 24 to 48 hours before, the real routine needs to be a real good exfoliation.
Yeah.
Make sure you've got rid of all your dead skin cells, real exfoliation, good moisturiser with oil-free, preferably, and then tan at least 24. Oh, and don't forget, obviously, if you're doing any hair removal treatments as well, you really need to give yourself 48 hours before you tan so that you can let your skin calm down. Mm-hmm. But before you jet off, if you've got a tan 24 hours before, all washed off and ready to go, that's the perfect solution, really.
And how long does it last? How long does the Samaris tan last?
So Samaris tan can last anything between 5 and 10 days.
Yeah.
The length of time very much depends on how often you are basically washing, showering and exfoliating your skin. But generally you can expect a good between 5 and 10 days. Clearly, if you work out and you sweat, some things can affect the tan removal because ultimately it is the skin. And the more you exfoliate, you're basically removing the tan that has been developed within your dead skin cells.
Yeah.
So there is a natural shedding of the skin, if you will. I know it sounds a bit awful, but if you do nothing, it will probably take about 10 days for it to come off.
I mean, that's a decent time, isn't it? It's lovely to have that coverage for that long and not have to worry about it too much in that time.
Absolutely.
As well.
And you can reapply, you know, you can reapply some of the gradual daily moisturisers, which not only moisturise the skin, obviously, but then just keep that tan topped up. What you don't want to do is go hard and keep reapplying too frequently. You know, you too much DHA on the skin over a short space of time can lead to not a particularly nice colour of your skin because it continues to react. So we would always recommend you can layer with gradual tan, but you know, it's always good practice to really exfoliate before you reapply, especially if you're going on holiday.
Yeah, okay. And let's talk about the ingredients then, because I know in the past there's been some criticism about self-tanning products saying that they could potentially be harmful for the skin or harmful for health. But is that really true? I mean, are the products non-toxic and you know, safe to use on your skin regularly?
Absolutely, yeah. DHA, as I mentioned, is a natural source. It's derived from plants. Actually, most of it comes from sugar beet. And yes, while it goes through process, it's completely safe, completely non-toxic, and causes no harm whatsoever. It literally reacts with the epidermis of the skin, and then over natural time or exfoliation, that layer drops off. But it's completely safe. Absolutely.
Yeah, and probably, I mean, during this program, we've been speaking to, you know, skin specialists who talk about, you know, the potential risks of actually being overly exposed to sun and sun damage without, you know, using SPF. And that sounds far more scary to me, actually, than, you know, the lovely beauty of just being able to have a natural looking tan this way.
Absolutely. There's no comparison. And you know, arguably, one of the reasons why self-tan is the huge market it is today. Nobody wants aged skin, which is what you get from sun exposure, and the damage that we're all exposed to from UV rays is quite scary. And we've done lots of campaigns over the years with the NHS to really help people who have suffered from skin damage, if they want to continue with a nice healthy glow, to go down the self-tan route. It's really important and part of our passion as our brand.
Yeah, absolutely. And talk to me about using self-tan products when you're pregnant or if you're on certain medications. Do you have to be careful? Is it worth consulting with a GP before you use them?
Well, we would always say consult your GP, no question. You know, we don't know what people's skincare conditions are like. But when you're pregnant, it is safe to say it's not going to affect anything. What we would say is that skin can be a little bit more sensitive. So we always, 100%, even if you're not pregnant, would always say, take a patch test, try the product on your skin 48 hours before you go everywhere. But yeah, pregnancy and say self-tan is safe, but do a patch test, always do that, because you're more susceptible to maybe skin reactions to different products. You may have been a self-tanner for many years, but your skin does change. And if you're worried, always consult your midwife or a medical practitioner.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose it's the same just after having a baby. It takes a while for the hormones to relax again, doesn't it? And so you do find your body reacts really strangely for quite a few months after post-baby.
It does.
But yeah.
Absolutely. And you know, the thickness and thinness of your skin actually provides different tones of tan. So you might find you're a little bit darker than you thought you might be if you use it. But any we'd always suggest if anybody had any concerns, but it's completely safe. I think that's the key message.
Absolutely. Yeah, couldn't agree more on that. So do you have any other tanning tips that for our listeners listening in that you can give us?
I think all our tanning tips start with make sure your skin is nice and clean and exfoliated and moisturised. You know, the thicker areas of the skin, whether it be elbows, ankles, knees, they always tend to be the ones that react more because the skin's thicker, so the tan tends to react quicker there. So make sure those joint areas are very well moisturized and exfoliated. You may want to be a lovely dark tan, but if you're fair skinned, it might not give you the results you are looking for. So choose carefully. You know, within our range we have light, medium, dark and ultra dark, so there is a color for all skin tones. But don't rush in just because you might want a dark tan. Doesn't always mean you need the dark tan.
And sometimes I expect people can have a bit of a shock actually as well, because they don't, you might look at a picture of someone else and think, oh, that's what I want to look like, but it might not work with your skin tone and your hair color and eye color. And so it's worth
absolutely.
But like you say, you can build it up, can't you?
So you can build get it up. Absolutely. Start light, or start, if you're fair haired, start light. And you know, tan is not just for colour these days. It's actually to help your skin look less patchy or give yourself a flawless finish. So we have lots of tanners who opt for the light colour because it gives them a very even skin tone. So yeah, pick the colour wisely. If you are new to tanning, I would always suggest go for a mousse or a gradual moisturiser. They are the easiest and the most popular. Always use a mitt without fail. Because no matter what, if you get tan on your hands, if you do not wash that straight away, you're likely to have developing tan hands. So always use a mitt, And
can
make
I just
sure
ask you a little bit more about the mitt? So, you know, if you are new to self tanning, you'll have you know you'll have seen next to all of the tanning products, and I know Samaras has some lovely mitts as well, lovely double sided mitt. And you know, you sort of see these things, you think, what is that, and why is that important? So you've just mentioned there, well, for starters, it prevents you getting tanning, you know, formula on your hands that builds up and you create these sort of hands that don't look part of your body.
Yes.
But also, why is it important for the application of the product to use a mitt?
Just because it gives you a really smooth finish. If you're using your hand without a mitt, your hand can be kind of rough sometimes. It can be dry. You can start to get many patches because your hand moves and contours. At least with a mitt, you've got a lovely soft surface. Mm-hmm. Chances are you're going to get a very, very nice even coverage without any gaps in movement of your hand, for instance.
Yeah, brilliant.
And again, mitts are wild popular. I don't think anybody should use self-tan without a mitt. It's really important, yeah, not just to protect your own skin, but to make sure you get a flawless finish.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're going to go for it and do it, you might as well get the best finish you can get.
Absolutely.
So finally, the last thing I wanted to talk about, because we are talking about safety in the sun as well this week, and about, you know, the effects that tanning in the sun actually has on the skin. What do you have any tips about sunbathing once you've got self-tanning products on? Is it safe to still sunbathe even when you've used self-tanning products?
Everybody must realise you have to always use sun care protection.
Yeah.
We might look and feel great with a lovely, healthy tan, but we are not getting any protection from the sun with a self-tan. We do have a product actually within our range that does offer a 15 SPF in there, but ultimately people are buying self-tan to look good and have a beautiful, beautiful colour. But for most, they are not containing SPF. So you must always wear an SPF over the top of a self-tan. We would never, and we put this on all our products, we would never say, I think people feel the level of protection because the skin's tanned, but it doesn't give you any protection against the sun rays or sunbeds, if that's what people still choose to use. It's an absolute must. You must always use sun care protection over the top of self-tan.
I think that's really good advice, because I think you're right. Once you've got that sort of glowing tan skin, you just feel a bit immune to being burnt. And that's
not the case
at all. Yeah,
no, absolutely. No, it doesn't give us any protection. And I think it's a bit of a false sense of security when we must always put it over the top.
So I think the overall advice is enjoy using your self-tan, apply it wisely, use the right apparatus to apply it, and then think about using SPF as well. If you are going out into the sun to show off your tan, remember that that is not providing you with any added protection, and you must
always use SPF protection.
Absolutely. Well, it's been great to talk to you about this. Where can people find your products? I mean, I know I see them regularly in some of our high street shops, so where can we find it on the high street first of all?
One of the beauties of Samaras being the longest one of the longest tans being around, you could buy Samaras almost everywhere. Boots, Superdrug, Tesco, Asda. We are on online, we have our own store. There is literally every store you could buy health and beauty products, you will ordinarily find a Samaras product in there. I'm pretty much sure.
And what's your website address, just in case people do want to go?
The website is www.samaras.co.uk.
Lovely. And are there any of these tips and advice on the website that people can find?
Yes, there are. There's lots of things up there. Obviously, our social media obviously reports on new things, new products, new tips and advices to make sure you look after your skin and have a nice, healthy glow.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, thank you very much, Fiona. That's really helpful advice. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Natalie. It's been great being on.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Good. Now, we've been experiencing a heat wave across the UK and Europe this year, and it's important you protect yourself from too much sun or heat, to carry water when travelling, and to think of those such as young children or older people who may feel the heat more than others. Many of us enjoy the warmer weather, but there can be serious health consequences. So joining me now is Dr. Ifeoma Ejekemi, who is a trailblazer in her field as a skin expert. She is one of only a handful of doctors in the UK to have earned an internationally renowned reputation for her extensive knowledge of the skin. Joining me now is Dr. Ifeoma Ejekemi, who is an expert consultant and leading skincare brand CeraVe, and also an advanced cosmetic doctor and skincare expert. So thank you very much for joining us today. Obviously, today we're talking about sun care. I'm just looking at myself on the camera. I'm just saying off air before we came on, I've just been for a walk in the sun and I'm looking a little bit rosy. But thank you so much for coming on today and helping us to understand a bit more about how the sun can damage our skin and what we need to do to protect us a bit more. So let's start by talking a bit more about your background and your credentials.
Thank you for having me on. It's such a pleasure to be here. My background is I'm a medical consultant at a leading NHS hospital in the UK. I also own a Donia Medical Clinic, which has been voted best skin clinic London the last 3 years in a row and has been voted this year best clinic in the UK. My background also is in head and neck surgery. So I started off doing head and neck surgery at Columbia University and then found I had a huge love for skin, and so switched to general medicine and then did a master's in aesthetic medicine of the skin, and I've been treating skin for the last 8 years at the practice, and I train at Queen Mary's University's dermatologists, doctors and plastics from around the world on aesthetic techniques, and I work closely with CeraVe looking at the products in their range that I absolutely love to help loads of different skin types achieve glowing skin.
And obviously someone with your background, I mean, gosh, I didn't realise you'd come from head and neck surgery. That's quite major. So, you know, and it's also great to hear more aesthetic doctors that are actually doctors and, you know, really understand what they're doing, which I think is so essential these days. So CeraVe obviously want your input on the brand because you have so much expertise. So tell me a bit about some of their hero products. Which of their products do you really rate?
So I absolutely love the cleansers because there's so many of them. You know, there's a cleanser for every single skin type. And that's probably one of the most common questions that I get just about skin in general, how to pick a cleanser. There's a cleanser for everybody. There's a foaming cleanser if you have oily skin, normal to oily skin. There's an SA cleanser for the body, for bumpy skin. Mm. They have a hydrating cleanser and a hydrating cream to foam cleanser. And very recently, they brought out an oil cleanser and a micellar water. So it really has the full spectrum of cleansers.
Yeah.
Also, I absolutely love sunscreens. Mm. I wear factor 50 every single day and have been doing so since the age of 18. Mm. So it's an absolute staple. And so the CeraVe factor 50 sunscreen is excellent for a few reasons, actually, because of the ceramide. So if you think about your skin like a house, the skin cells are the bricks and the glue that keeps it all together, those are ceramides. Mm. So ceramides are vitally important to hydrate your skin and keep the moisture content up. That's one. My second all-time hero ingredient is niacinamide. Mm-hmm. And niacinamide is helpful no matter your skin type. If you're oily, it helps to balance out those oils. If you're dry, it helps to hydrate the skin. Mm. So having those in combination with an SPF 50 is quite unusual.
Yeah.
So having an SPF 50 that has these skin barrier ingredients is really great. And one thing that I really love and I always advocate my patients to do is underneath your sunscreen, if you use a vitamin C or a vitamin E, studies have shown that it can increase the protection by up to 7 times. Right. And I noticed that the new CeraVe SPF has vitamin E in it as well. So that's a really great addition. So that's probably one of my hero products.
Yeah, brilliant. And great, actually, because, you know, many, especially women, when the hormones fluctuate for any sort of monthly period, and sometimes you can find your skin's really oily at one end of the month and then can be completely dried out at the other. So it sounds like a product like that actually will allow you to sort of balance out throughout the whole month rather than having to have, you know, 2 or 3 different products that you're tapping into depending on what's
absolutely
going on. So yeah, that's really useful.
Absolutely.
So today we are talking all about, you know, sun care and sun damage. What are the dangers? As a doctor, could you tell us what are the dangers of sunbathing? I mean, I'm a proper sun worshipper. I love the sun, but there are dangers, aren't there, if we're not careful?
There is, you know, the sun is lovely. It's there to keep us growing plants. It's vitally important for us to survive. But when it comes to our skin, it's important that everybody knows that there's no safe dose of sun exposure. So we don't know how long it takes in different people for the sun to cause specific damage to the skin. So any form of sun exposure causes some form of change to the skin. So the most important thing to know about excessive sun exposure, if you're just going to be getting red, if it's getting peels or if it burns, is skin cancer. This is the most important thing. And this can look like different things on different skin types. It can look like a dot on the skin or an ulcer or cut on the skin that just doesn't seem to heal. It can be pigmented. It could be a mole. And no matter your skin type, it's important to still use factor 30 minimum every single day. My preference is factor 50. So that's the thing that's vitally important to protect your skin against. But it's not the only thing. Skin cancers are really important, but there are other things that the sun does to our skin. It can give us mottled pigmentation, redness in the skin. It can exaggerate rosacea. It can cause premature fine lines and wrinkling. It can also even cause things like volume loss in the mid-face. So even volume loss. There's so many changes that we think are due to aging, but actually are nothing to do with aging. They're actually to do with sun exposure. So if fine lines are your concern, redness is your concern, uneven skin tone, thinning of your lips, volume loss, then these are additional reasons to use sunscreen.
And I think you've probably just ticked everybody's boxes there, to be honest. You know, these are the key things we all want to prevent, aren't they, really? I mean, I actually lived in Egypt for 7 years and I used to wear a high factor, not factor 50, to be fair, and probably was a little bit lazy. And I actually suffer from, especially when my skin's exposed to any form of sun now, I get these dry, sort of darker patches on my skin. Is that what you would call a change in pigmentation that's caused by sun damage?
Absolutely. So changes in pigmentation can look like lots of things. It could be a patch of pigment, like a sunspot. It could be freckling and moles on the skin. It could be melasma, whereby you see kind of a patch of pigment along the cheekbones and across the top of the nose. Some people describe kind of a mustache-like pigmentation above the upper lip or something on the forehead. Again, hormones and genetic, but made worse by the sun. Or it could just be uneven skin tone. So around the mouth being dark or around the eyes being darker than the rest of the skin on the face.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I appreciate that we can all use sort of makeup to try and cover up these things, and that's fine. But actually, it's prevention, isn't it? It's all about trying to prevent this happening in the first place. So tell me about how we should apply our SPF then. So obviously, you know, presumably we should be applying factor 50 every day, every morning before leaving the house. But what about if we're really active or if we're actually at the beach and we're swimming? Should we reapply throughout the day?
Absolutely. You should reapply every 2 hours if you're outside. Mm-hmm. If you do an activity like swimming, the majority of sunscreens are washed off. There are some that you can get that do say they're swimming safe, but even those I would still reapply after you go into the pool because it's being removed. But one question I often get about sunscreen is actually how much sunscreen should we be using for different parts of the body? And a really easy way to remember this is 2 finger lengths.
Okay.
So if you take your sunscreen and you use a good blob all along one finger, all along the second finger, that's the amount you need for your head and your neck.
Right.
Okay. So it's quite a lot. It's much more than you normally think. It's a lot more.
Yeah.
And if you're using it for the whole body, then a golf ball size is the size for your whole body. And so you're thinking about reapplying that much every 2 hours when you're outside and exactly as you've described. I describe it as the end of your skincare routine in the morning. So do your normal cleansers, your toners, your moisturizers, and then your sunscreen, primers and makeup can go above.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? I'm just thinking as a busy mum, you know, I'm really good at making sure my kids leave the house fully factored up, you know, ready to go. And, you know, whether it's a day at school and I know they're going to be in the playground or, you know, whether we're actually having a day outside, I'm terrible at remembering to do it myself because we're generally in such a rush. But it's so important to give yourself that time, isn't it? And have that.
It's so important. It's so important. And having a product where you're mixing lots of ingredients together as your sunscreen is fantastic. So if you're busy and you don't have time to put your moisturizer on, wash, put your sunscreen on. Let that be the step that you don't forget. Even if you forget every other step, let that be the step that you don't forget. And when you have other ingredients like niacinamide and ceramides in it, your skin can feel hydrated, even when you've got just your sunscreen on, as you've done with the CeraVe Factor 50. So that's a great way to get that into your routine.
Yeah.
But another thing to do is you can always decant some into your different bags. Mm-hmm. So this is something that I love to do if I'm out and about and I haven't got my sunscreen always with me. I put a little bit into all my different bags. So no matter the bag I've got a little pot inside that if I forget, you can just quickly put that on. Yeah. And there are also other ways to get sunscreen on. So you can have a spray if that works better for you. You can use an SPF powder to reapply through the day. So you pick a sunscreen that really works for your skin type. I always say your sunscreen should be something you enjoy doing. Yeah. Make sure it's something that suits your skin tone, suits your skin type. If you're dry or oily, there's so many different types that you can try, but make sure you find one that you absolutely love and you can use without any issues.
Yeah, and that's going to encourage you to use it a little bit more as well, isn't it? I read a report earlier this week, actually, about a lady that had gone away on holiday and she'd bought some sunscreen, and actually it resulted, she used it throughout the day. It was factor 50, but for some reason, herself and her children actually suffered quite serious burns. And she was claiming that she believed the sunscreen had gone off or it was out of date. Now, how can you be sure that you're using a product that is going to be effective?
So there's a couple of things that you look for. With this lady, I don't know what happened there, but generally there are a few things to look out for. First of all, make sure that you're buying it from a reputable brand. That will be the first thing. Look out for, and you can find these at your local shops. It doesn't have to be specialist, extremely expensive. Just make sure you're doing a reputable brand. Make sure you're looking out for a broad spectrum sunscreen. Mm-hmm. And with broad spectrum, it should say UVA, UVB coverage. And you should be looking for a minimum of factor 30 in the summer, always good to 50. Yeah. So that's the second element. Make sure that it's in date. So if there's a sunscreen from last year, throw that away. Mm. On the back of every product, you'll normally see a tiny writing, how long it lasts once open. Some of them will say something like 18M, 12M, mm-hmm. 6M. That means 6 months or 12 months. But once you've opened your products and it's been around for a full year, if it's last year's sunscreens, just get rid of them.
Yeah, I mean, we're terrible, aren't we, for hoarding products? I mean, I expect we all do it. You know, if we go through our bathroom cupboards or, you know, bedroom cupboards, I'm pretty sure we'll find products in there that have been in there for a good few years that just need to go, especially when it's SPF. Yeah.
Check the sell-by date, you know, if it's in date as well. So there's two things you're thinking about, whether it's in date, the sell-by date and the open from date. Yeah. So the open from date will be telling you, okay, how long are you allowed to keep this once open? And that's the little number at the back. And obviously the sell-by date tells us.
Yeah. And I've been talking to people a lot about pH levels of certain creams. And is that an issue with sunscreen? Because obviously all of us have variants in our natural pH level of our skin, don't we? And can that affect, you know, the effectiveness of the sun lotion?
So the general pH of the skin is around about pH 4.5. So the skin is ever so slightly acidic.
Yeah.
We don't need to, in this day and age, with products that are purchased from reputable brands, we don't need to worry too much about pH. Mm-hmm. Often they will say pH balance. Now, going back years and years ago, we used to have cleansers that were very, very alkaline.
Yeah.
And so you needed a toner to bring the pH back to the natural pH of the skin. This just isn't the case with products that we find now. They are pH balanced usually. So it's not something that you need to worry about. Things that can change, and the reason pH is important is because if it changes how deep products can penetrate the skin. So that pH, don't worry too much about that. But if you're thinking about products that you want to get to the right layer of the skin, things that we do every day that we don't think about is using scaldingly hot water, which actually allows products to penetrate too deeply into the skin.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you've been in the bath and your skin is really wrinkly, this is an example of that. You can see how the skin changes. So as far as your sunscreen, don't worry about that. Go for a brand that is very reputable from a good pharmacy or your local shops, and that shouldn't be something to concern you.
Yeah, absolutely. And just explain to me, I mean, you've just said then that you should really be using a factor 30 all year round and 50 in the summer. Tell me a bit about these factors, because for most people, there's very little understanding of what these numbers mean. Could you give me a bit more of an understanding on them?
Sure. So when products are being tested to see how effective they are, what they actually do is they take a centimeter of product on a centimeter of skin. It's usually the skin of the back. Mm-hmm. And they shine a light on it. And the factor tells you how long it takes for that skin to burn.
Right.
So factor 30 means 30 minutes to burn. Factor 50 means 50 minutes to burn. Mm. So when you actually think about that, they're taking a centimeter of product. That's a lot. If we did that to our faces, yeah. we would just be covered with a cake of product.
Yeah.
And they shine it. So it's really important to know this, that even if you're using factor 50, it's not absolute. You're still getting quite a lot of sun exposure. Mm. Yeah. So it's not absolute. And people often worry, oh, will I get enough vitamin D? Things like this. And knowing that actually it's 50 minutes to burn.
Yeah.
Reminds you that 50 minutes to burn with a centimeter of product means I need to get that full 2 finger length onto my skin to give me at least 50 minutes.
Do you know, it's interesting because I hear so often people saying, oh yes, but I don't know why I burnt because I was wearing factor 50. But that doesn't, you know, if you're not reapplying and you're not taking all the advice that you're giving us right now, that makes real sense. So actually, I think a lot of people could do with that extra education, and that's really helpful that you've just explained what those numbers mean. And what about supermarket sunscreens and own brand sunscreens? I mean, you've just mentioned, you know, it's really worth buying from a reputable brand.
Yeah.
What do you think about those? Are they effective as well?
They are. They are effective. As long as it's a reputable brand and it says clearly what the factor is and you make sure that it's broad spectrum.
Yeah.
This is good. This is very good. What I would steer clear of are homemade recipes. Mm-hmm. And there are a few trends that you can find on different social media websites about how to create your own sunscreen. I would stay far away from them.
Yeah.
But as long as it's a reputable brand, the factor that it says on it is what it should be protecting you, as long as you're using the right amount and reapplying it.
Yeah.
But it's also important to remember that sunscreen is only part of it, because we know it's not absolute. There are other things that we need to do to be sun safe. So you need to wear SPF clothing, so a hat. And SPF clothing is UPF clothing. Mm-hmm. So that would be like a hat. You can also wear protective clothing and also stay away from direct sunlight, making sure that you're staying in an environment away from, you're not having too much sun exposure for too long a period of time.
Mm, yeah. And what about if you have accidentally burnt? I mean, we've all done it, you know, no matter what we've tried to do, perhaps we've just spent a little bit too much time in the sun and we've got home. It's generally not until you've got home, is it, later on the day that you suddenly realise that you've actually burnt yourself. What can we do to try and help our skin if it has become burnt?
So if you notice that your skin is burnt, and you'll usually notice that the skin is red, it's irritated, it feels sensitive, or it might be peeling. Mm. If you're a darker skin type, you may notice that your skin has gone much darker than it normally does, and you can also peel, irrespective of your skin tone.
Yeah.
So this is really important to know this. Sometimes a burn cannot blister, it just feels really sensitive.
Yeah.
This is also a burn. So the first thing is to then avoid sunlight.
Yeah,
sure. Now, if you're on holiday, you need to be the person in the shade all the time.
Mm.
When you get home, you need to cool the area down. And you can do this with ice packs. You can also use aloe vera gel as well. When you're using aloe vera, you want to reapply often. Initially, every 20 minutes and then every 2 to 4 hours, just to cool the skin down. And then you need to moisturize that skin. Because when you burn the skin, essentially what's happening is now the skin is no longer acting as the barrier that it should from the outside world. So if you're putting things on the skin, it's going to penetrate deeper than it should, which is why people often say when they put afterwards, their skin stings when they put their normal creams on. So you now need to use emollients or barrier creams that sit above the skin and reapply all the time to keep your skin supple.
Yeah.
And finally, use factor 50 continually whenever you're outdoors, every 2 hours, to make sure that you're now protecting your skin from further damage.
Yeah. Brilliant advice. Thank you for that. And then lastly, you know, if you are someone listening to this program in particular, and you're thinking, I think I might have some of this longer term skin sun damage to my skin, what can people do? What would you recommend they do? Do we go to the GP or do we find someone more specialist? What should we do?
So it depends what the sun damage looks like.
Mm.
So sun damage, as we described, could be fine lines, dryness, dehydration to the skin. It could be early sunspots or redness in the skin. If any of these are happening, then they're not medical conditions. So it's probably outside what the GP would do. In this situation, using good products, having a good moisturizer, using a sunscreen that's really suited to your skin continually is the best thing you can do to start with. Then you can think about targeted treatments, and the targeted treatments can address your core issues. Now, at the clinic, Tadoni Medical Clinic, we offer specific treatments there that can help things like pigmentation. You might want to have a chemical peel or a facial, a medical grade facial, and these can help, as well as even over-the-counter products with ingredients like azelaic acid for redness and tyrosinase inhibitors like kojic acid to help with pigmentation. So there are things that you can even buy in the local shops to help with these. Now, if you're noticing that your skin, you're noticing marks on the skin, cuts on the skin, or even a spot or an ulcer that after 2 to 4 weeks doesn't go away, at 2 weeks, take a picture of it. And if it's there at 3 weeks, it's imperative you go into your GP and say, this is a picture of it at 2 weeks. It's still there at 4 weeks. And at that point, the GP may review it and may decide to refer you to a specialist center to check that lesion. Yeah. So I always say, if there's anything on your skin that you see that concerns you, whether it's 1 day or 2 weeks, seek help. Yep. If it's there, anything on your skin for 4 weeks, go and seek advice from your GP.
Yeah, absolutely. And where can people find out more about the work that you do? And if they're keen to come and visit you at your clinic, do you have a website that they can visit?
Do. So the clinic's called Adonia Medical Clinic, and it's www.adoniamedicalclinic.co.uk. I also post lots of videos with lots of the advice that I've described at this on my social media channels. And it's at dr_ifoma_edukeme. And I'm on TikTok as well as Instagram as well.
Lovely. And we'll make sure we post all this information up for people as well to follow. So, well, thank you so much for your time and advice today. You speak with such clarity and it's really helpful because I think this is a topic that really confuses people. And we all think we're a bit immune to the sun's power and we're just not. So thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, it's such a pleasure.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.